Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. Today, we begin an important series of episodes. It's an informed look back to 2020 and the impact the pandemic had on Jesus Church here in the U.S. I've spoken with many pastors around the nation whose churches suffered greatly during that season. But the truth is, just as many actually flourished during that season. My own congregation would be an example of the latter. 2020 was a divine reset. And that's our topic for the next several weeks. I'm excited to welcome back my friend and mentor, Dr. Tom Johnston. Tom has poured into my life and ministry for the last 14 years. It's been transformative, building a truly kingdom approach to everything I do. We're also joined by another friend and mentor, Mike Chong Perkinson. Mike has also had a tremendous impact on my life and ministry, and he's also filled the role of my coach as we planted our congregation here in Central Florida. These men have a lot of wonderful experience and perspective, and these are so helpful as we navigate our topic. I hope you find this series not only helpful, but perhaps even as a bit of a course correction as we move ahead into the new normal of local church ministry. Well, today I am really blessed to have two of my dearest friends with me. These are a couple of men who have poured into my life personally and as a pastor, and have really helped me to move forward in some kingdom thinking that just didn't come naturally years ago, and I'm so grateful for their investment into my life. Tom Johnston and Mike Perkinson, welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast.
Hey, John, it's great to be with you as always, man.
Thanks, John. Glad to be on.
Yep, glad to have you here. So I know you all very well, but not everybody in my audience will. Let's just start with some introductions. Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself, the many hats that you wear, and a little bit about even the Trivium Institute and some of the exciting things that are happening there.
Sure. Thanks, John. Well, you know, people say, Tom, what do you do? And I say, well, I kind of do a few things because I'm easily bored. But I pastor a church in Bedford, New Hampshire. It's the fifth church in my pastoral career over 30 years that I've been the pastor of. The previous four churches were all church plants that my wife Kathy and I started here in New Hampshire. We have been from those church churches that we've pastored, we've sent out eight other church plants, plus a mission team to Russia, and former denominational executive for our region and part of a national team for church planting, leader development, and church health, and started collaborating with Mike. About 18 years ago, we started a thing called the Praxis Center for Church Development. And we really kind of just started trying to help people understand how Jesus did what he did. Praxis came out of the idea of, you know, practical, real-world learning for pastors. We kind of discovered that most people had some good doctrine on board, but there was a disconnect between that and the skill sets of actually doing ministry. And so over the past number of years, Mike and I have been asked, like, well, how do you do what you do? How do you guys develop leaders? And so we've kind of rolled that into the Trivium Institute for Leader Development, which is now a licensed post-secondary career school for pastors and leaders, registered with the state of New Hampshire, accredited by the International Council of Higher Education. And we're just trying to help people who are bivocational, second career people, or even people coming right out of high school on a fast track into ministry. Because we think the problem isn't with the harvest, is we just don't have enough laborers for the harvest like Jesus talked about in Luke 10. So Mike and I have been collaborating in Trivium and ramping that up, but also doing a lot of work developing resources and training, working with over 70 denominational groups and praxis. Plus, we started training centers in Africa and Asia. And
wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The whole idea is to help people see the simplicity of how Jesus did what he did, and to kind of help them in that path.
And you've got a new thing going with the Way of a Master, the Way of the Master, too.
Yeah, the Way of the Master, .net, and some podcasts. My dissertation, my PhD dissertation, is out as a book, The Way of the Master. And from that, I'm just trying to break it down and make it practical for people to just kind of follow in the Jesus way. Like I said, Mike and I have been thinking about what Jesus did for a long time, and that was kind of my resource work. And now just bridging that stuff into what we're doing in praxis and kind of breaking it down into bite-sized chunks.
Amen. Amen. And Mike Chong Perkinson, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing out in California.
Thanks, John. I'm privileged to be a part of this praxis crew with Tom, and I've been doing this ministry thing for 40 years now. I started in 1980, so I've been around, which, you know, if you're trying to figure out how old I am, I was 5 when I started, so I'm an old guy now. It's an amazing journey. And one of the things that's really become important to me and has become a major part of our praxis journey is, you know, holistic life and just living a well-formed life as a spiritual man, a woman, emotional, physical, all aspects, because discipleship is essentially stewardship. So I've been doing ministry since 1980, been involved in 4 church plants. And like Tom, we have been involved in hundreds of church plants through praxis. And when I was a part of the denomination Tom's a part of, I was the West Coast guy that did what he did on the East Coast. So we were both church plant and redevelopment guys. We were the only two of our denomination that wore both hats at the time, doing both church planting and redevelopment, which was quite a bit. Our districts were fairly large in scope geographically and lots of churches. So it was a great season for us to learn and be a part of some incredible things. So this month I'm going to be celebrating my 38th anniversary. So one of my greatest accomplishments is I'm still married to a woman that somehow still loves me. And I think when she gets to heaven, if nothing else, she should get a crown of jewels for just being married to me. Because that is an accomplishment. Have 2 daughters. And I think that's one of the greatest joys of life as parenting, which essentially is discipleship. It's familial. One of the reasons I think we fail at discipling in America is we've forgotten how to parent. And Paul has spiritual sons and daughters. We, you know, we have many teachers, Paul says, but we don't have many fathers or mothers. And so we need a lot more fathers and mothers who are not perfect, because we are not, but at least have some sense of holiness and love and reality and authenticity to them. That's living more of the holistic life. And so so I've been privileged to be a part of Praxis and join in on so many things Tom and I've had the privilege of doing. I, unlike Tom, where he has stayed a little more localized, God has, for whatever crazy reason, moved us around. So from 1984, my wife and I were counting, to 2014, we moved in 5 different states. So in 31 years, 5 different states. That's not too bad. Now that I'm older, God's got some crazy idea to relocate me like a young man. So from 2014 to 2020, we've relocated 4 states. Our most recent, obviously, is in the pandemic. I decided that the pandemic didn't have enough stress. I probably should relocate during it, which I wouldn't recommend unless you really do believe it's the Lord's will. It's one of the most mysterious times to relocate and come into a church and try to establish community when no one's meeting. I've learned a ton. It's been great. So we just got here in August as a family and sort of getting settled in. Of course, I moved to Southern California, one of the most restricted states in the nation when it comes to the pandemic. So we were up against it. And so it's been a great learning time. And so, again, I'm privileged to be a part of Praxis and do this. Tom's a smart guy. He's got the PhD. I'm trying to learn how to spell dissertation. And so as soon as I figured that out, I'll join him on it. So, and my background,
has been, church planting and patristics and early church history, which is where the love of the original church and the way it did family. I was mentored by Dr. William Lane, who was an honorary rabbi, just an amazing man way back in the day, that got me thinking about the rabbinic side of Jesus and discipleship. And so, been flirting with this idea for a long time. And then Tom and I have been able to come to grips with some key principles and realities around Jesus. As we say, I mean, he is our Lord and Savior, but he does pretty good at disciple making, leader development, and starting small organizations that have lasting power. So,
amen. Amen. 2020 was a holy reset. It wasn't something we wanted, and it certainly was not enjoyable, but it also wasn't actually bad. In the weeks ahead, I hope that you can see more and more how the shakeup of Christ's church during the pandemic was actually a good thing, and even had some clearly God-ordained aspects. So how is your church doing as you look ahead? What systems have you had to change? What ministries remain? How have your priorities changed? If you'd like help with navigating this new normal that we all face, the Praxis Center of Church Development is a great partner. They have so much to offer, from overall developmental work for the local church to denominational resources and coaching for a wider impact. They emphasize the critical nature of disciple-making in local ministry, something not reserved for pastors and missionaries, but a commission for every believer. They can assist in helping you build a unique leader development pathway for your church. They can help you discern God's vision for your congregation and what values and strategies are needed to drive it. Would you like to know more? Just follow the link in today's show notes. And if you know someone who is prayerfully processing a call to ministry leadership, you might also want to check out the link to the Trivium Institute. It's a solidly biblical, intensely practical, and affordable option for theological education. Next time, I talk with Tom and Mike about their own church's experience during the pandemic and what lessons they learned. It's a really practical conversation. That's coming up next time on the Minister's Friend podcast. We're so grateful that you're in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders just like you lead their congregations well. If you're blessed by this podcast ministry, would you please tell others about us? Your recommendation to your friends, to other pastors, to other church leaders, that's the best advertising that we could ever ask for. Please also take a moment and give us a review on whatever platform you listen to the podcast. Good reviews and ratings by our audience actually move us up the charts and enable us to connect with more people who may be blessed by our ministry. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I really hope it was a blessing to you. Thanks for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!